This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Attention, all males over 30. Do you get fatigued and find you're still gaining weight every year? Charger can reduce the fat around your core and increase your energy. So, if you're a guy over 30 and you want to lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
Complete Nutrition.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. I remember before I started P90X and wondering why I felt like I had low energy. And, you know, you take your shirt off, you're working out, you're not as strong as you want to be, and P90X came to me and offered me a chance for 3 months to totally commit. Listen, I'm a busy guy. I've got the radio show, the TV show, I'm writing a book, now I'm married, 6 kids, some my own, some not. I don't have time to drive. I don't have time to be on the road. But I get home every night. You flip on P90X, a real workout. It was challenging. They don't sugarcoat it. You got to put in the work. I love how they're committed to better nutrition. You got to eat right. They talk about it, think about it, write about it, and force you to do it from all the right angles. I come home, put in the P90X when I just want to look and feel better and get a little tighter. Order P90X completely risk-free for the entire 90 days by calling 1-800-301-P90X. 1-800-301-7909. Or go to ESPNRadio.com/Colin. ESPNRadio.com/Colin. P90X.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Checking out this afternoon's forecast, we'll have partial clearing skies at times. Potential is there for scattered rain, shower, thunderstorm throughout the day as well, and our high temperature rebounding into the upper 80s. For tonight, low near 63 degrees.
Currently 81.
And we're back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Big Daddy, Tony Davis, our extended program today live from Lincoln to the press conference. Want to congratulate Ken from Kearney. He's our Troutman's Tuesday trivia winner. Nebraska allowed just 14 offensive touchdowns last season. There was only two teams in the last decade that have allowed fewer, and that was 13. And he knew that Virginia Tech was one of them back in 2006. Florida State was another one back in 2000. So congratulations to Ken from Kearney. Daddy, we'll talk about what Bo said. We'll talk about what Carl said. You know, it was, I had Bo down at about 20 minutes, maybe about 22, and Carl for about 10. So that's 32 minutes of press conference, and there is no doubt that one-third of the press conference was talking about our next guest.
Oh, there's well, why wouldn't it be? Jared Crick joins us right from Kazad.
It's always good to be back.
David and Cindy are listening. You want to give a shout-out to Mom and Dad?
Mom, Dad, love you. I don't know if you're listening, but if someone does know my parents, tell them that I love them.
Did Coach tell you congratulations, you survived fall camp Saturday, or how did things break up when the short walkthrough went through?
You know, they'll never say congratulations, you made it, because we're expected to make it. Otherwise, we shouldn't be here. But it was definitely a good feeling knowing that fall camp's over for another year and back to game week, which is the fun part for us.
Jared, obviously the heat was something different maybe this year than – was it like no other year you've ever seen down here?
It was terrible. I don't know what it was. Just seemed like during walkthrough, just before practice, guys were just about ready to pass out, just lightheaded. It was something else, but I think it was good for us, you know, fight through a little adversity before game week, just get acclimated to the heat. It was hot. It was pretty bad, but I'm glad to see that we fought through it, and I'm pretty proud of our guys.
Jared Crick, we only get him for a couple minutes because he's got to go up front and talk to the entire media mass here. How excited are you for Saturday night, for the game to finally be here, and how does it differ from maybe last year at this time?
I'm ready to go. Probably not as anxious as I was last year because I know we got a long ways to go in preparation this week. We got to work out some kinks and whatnot, but I'm ready to go. I think the whole team would say the same, but as far as, you know, getting back on the field, I'm always ready for it. Maybe a little less anxious than last year just because last year was my first, you know, year starting. But just going in, just trying to get all the kinks worked out, get the preparation going, and just get ready.
How different is preparation this week when you're not sure what they're going to do?
It's tough, man. I mean, we watch the Western Kentucky, their personnel, their guys that we assume is going to be starting, going to be playing, and just, you know, see how they come off the ball, see what they want to do. And then we kind of watch Stanford a little bit, just see how their offense runs, just knowing that their head coach came from Stanford. And we expect that they're probably going to do the same things as they did in Stanford. So it's difficult. You got to watch two different teams. And watching Stanford, watching Toby Gerhard just blow over people, it's kind of not intimidating, but you kind of got to remind yourself that you're not going to play Toby Gerhard or Andrew Luck.
Yeah, earlier this week, Toby Gerhard making a statement he would have loved to put a shoulder into Jared Crick and roll him.
Yeah, he did.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, he did. That's exactly what he said.
Jared, they got you listed at 285. You look like a lean 285 to me. Have you lost some this fall?
I was at 290, you know, going into fall camp. I lost about 5 pounds. So, you know, I feel faster than I was last year. I feel stronger than I was last year. So I think just the fluctuation was all for the better. Just going into fall camp, I wanted to be 290. So, I mean, it's inevitable that you're going to lose weight during fall camp. So I didn't want to get, you know, below 280, 275 in that range. I wanted to start out a little heavier and, you know, just trim off, you
That's
know,
what I'm doing.
Towards game week. It works. It's an effective strategy.
Well, Jared, I guess they're ready for you up front. We'll get a chance to see you throughout the year, and you made it through camp. Anything that was really different this year?
Just the expectations of ourselves. You know, everybody has pretty high expectations of us, but none more than we do of ourselves. We expect the highest, and we expect perfection. And Saturday is the first step in our journey and what we want to accomplish at the end of the year.
Stay in contact. Don't hide from me.
Never, bro. Never.
Keep working on the swim move. Jared Crick with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks, as always, for the time. We'll let him get up front. If you're watching along the way, he's going to be there as well talking in just a moment. We'll take a break. We got a lot more right after this.
Come see Corb Walker Mowers of Minden at the Nebraska State Fair in Grand Island. Corb Walker Mowers will show you how you can experience fast, easy, beautiful mowing. No other mower operates as easily, whether forward or reverse. Zero radius turns and braking are all accomplished with fingertip controls on the steering levers. So bring the family out to the State Fair and see all the great mowers that Corb Walker Mowers has to offer.
Hanging with us is like spending an afternoon at the pool with your buddies, only without the water and women in bathing suits.
KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney.
SportsCenter. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will, the SportsCenter update on ESPN. The Nebraska football team continued to gear up for its season opener against Western Kentucky with a two-hour practice in full pads yesterday. Western Kentucky is in its fourth season to play at the football bowl subdivision level after moving up prior to the start of the 2007 season. The Hilltoppers were 0-12 in 2009 and enters the game on a 20-game losing streak. Kickoff will be at 6 o'clock. Coverage begins at 1 on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Nebraska head football coach Bo Pelini has announced that junior defensive back Austin Cassidy has been awarded a scholarship. The Lincoln Southwest product has been a walk-on in the program for the past three seasons and has been one of Nebraska's key special teams performers. Cassidy played in all 14 games last year and recorded 9 tackles. The second-ranked Nebraska volleyball team will battle in-state rival Creighton tonight at the DJ Sokol Arena in Omaha. Nebraska is 1-1 in the season. The Blue Jays are 1-2. Match gets underway at 7 o'clock. Pre-game show begins at 6:50 tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. The Tri-City Storm has renewed a one-year contract with Platte River Radio and the University of Nebraska-Kearney to broadcast the Storm games this season. Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR will carry 37 regular season contests, While the remaining games will be aired on KLPR, the campus radio station at Nebraska Kearney. In addition to the radio, all the games will be streamed online at www.stormhockey.com. The Nebraska Kearney football team has dropped out of the AFCA Top 25 poll. The Lopers are ranked number 13 in the coaches' preseason poll, but lost to Wayne State on Saturday. The Wildcats are now ranked number 25. The Lopers will play at Nebraska Omaha on Saturday. High school softball yesterday, Grand Island Northwest beat Central City 12-0 in three innings. That's sports.
This day in sports, August 31st, 1935, Hall of Fame great Frank Robinson was born. How great was he? 1970, Baltimore, fifth inning.
Fly ball, well hit, deep right field. Back goes that right fielder. Looking up, it is gone. Grand slam, home run for Frank Robinson.
1970, Baltimore, sixth inning.
With one away, and the base is loaded. Here's the 2-0 to Frank Robinson. There it goes. That ball is out.
Robinson is born this day in sports.
Rolling on with the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. A busy first day of, first press conference of 2010 in front of everybody instead of just after a practice, and a lot to talk about there. Extended edition, which we have on Tuesday. We always hear Coach Bellini's press conference, so plan on that all season. Don't forget tomorrow, our first Husker lunch, and that's going to be over at Grand Island Home Federal Savings and Loan. Contact them for more information. Sean Callahan will be there. Sean and Steve Sippel will be going back and forth over the next handful of Wednesdays, I guess. What do we got, about 12 or 13 of them, and we'll be throughout the Tri-Cities and lunch and hear from them, and we'll be there live tomorrow doing the show from 11 to 12. Then Sean will have his program, and we invite you to come out and join us tomorrow at Grand Island Home Federal and Loan. Well, Tony, you had a chance to hear what Coach both Pelini's, Bo and Carl, had to say. What stuck out to you?
Well, you know, it's interesting. They wanted to do this quarterback deal and running around. They know. And I heard Bo say after the press conference to a select group of reporters that they know it's inevitable, the scrutiny and the pressure for whoever the starting quarterback is. They're just delaying that. And I think I'm not sure in my mind why would you delay that for a bigger game than Western Kentucky. In Western Kentucky, how much scrutiny can there be on it? I don't think there's much. You should be able to win this game, and it should be over in the first half.
Definitely two different ways to approach it, and they're taking one way, and everybody else wants them to do it the other way. Get it over today. It would be the big story today and tomorrow, and by Friday, you'd be on to something else. You know who would be the quarterback. You could ask him a few questions after practice one of the days this week, or even bring him up here. Maybe they just didn't want to turn it into a circus, but the only reason it's going to turn into a circus is because it's been taking this long, and it's been whole life. If you made the announcement last week, there would have been very few questions today about the quarterback position because they would have already been asked.
You know, I think several times, though, and this just hadn't happened today, but throughout fall camp, how much Bo Pelini's went out of his way to single out Levante David at the linebacker position. That's somebody whose name keeps popping up. It's going to be exciting to watch him. You know, I know last year on special teams stuff, Eric Martin was one of those fan favorites that people like going down to flying around, doing some good things. I think Levante David could become that fan favorite right away here in Nebraska if he is as billed by this coaching staff.
Well, we always hear about how candid Bo Pelini is and always has been. Carl Pelini, pretty candid today, too. He didn't joke around a whole lot, and he actually maybe answered a couple of borderline, you know, serious, non-serious questions seriously. He was asked about the swagger. Says, you know, that's something you got to develop on the field, so no, the defense doesn't have swagger yet. And his thoughts heading into the first game, he goes, it doesn't matter who you're playing. There's always some nervousness out there. All coaches are that way. Did we prepare right? Is everything going to work? Is everybody healthy?
Oh, you know, but I think, you know, I think you got to say that because you don't know how they're going to react when they come out of that tunnel. But at the same time, I think everybody is so much more confident in the group of guys they're bringing out of the tunnel to start the season in their third year now. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Well,
everybody feels good about the depth they've got. Everybody feels good about the way camp went. Everybody feels good about, you know, they couldn't be more pleased right now in year three. You go back to year two. I think there were all sorts of questions going into this game. There's not those questions this year.
Well, it's kind of incredible, and this will continue to progress. Anytime you have a coaching staff and good to great football teams that continue to progress and continue to be around, you can always look back at the first few years and go, I don't know how we survived. Remember, this was a team that won a bowl game and beat Clemson in a bowl game, and they're sitting there telling us today, I don't know how, you know, we're an injury, one or two away from just being nothing. I mean, just not having anybody, because that's the way things went. And I think Carl Pelini really hit it on the head today, where Bo said this spring that we might be and could be a better defense than last year, and everybody's going, well, how is that possible? And finally it just broke down that more great defensive players. Yes, you had a Sue, you had a Crick, and you had the guys last year. You just didn't have as much behind them. Now you do. And they're really after it on the depth spot.
Yeah, I think, you go across that line, and who's it going to be, Baker, Timo, they call him Terrence Moore. Go down like Pierre Allen, Ben Cotton telling us, he's one of the toughest guys he has to block, the long arms. And talking to some people downstairs, they think he's got a chance to play on Sundays next year. Across the board, you're right, Doug. I think more people have stepped in. Well, I think more people are just comfortable with the defense. I think you had to put people the last 2 years out on the field that you knew were great athletes, but they didn't have a clue about the concepts. I mean, they're running out there trying to make a play. But conceptually, I'm not sure that they were on the same page, and I'm sure that showed up in the film room by saying, the running back went this way. What were you doing taking two steps the other way? And I didn't realize that was my – I mean, I think it goes back to, I didn't realize that was my keys. And that's the first thing you look – you know, that kind of – I don't think there's that going on anymore. I think people are on the same page.
Doug and Danny Show here in Lincoln. Before we take another break and hear our Big Red report from Sean Callahan, you take a look at just a couple of the other things that he touched on, Coach Pelini, today, how the linebackers maybe are sizing up an opportunity to play even more minutes or be better after the Sean Fisher injury. He likes the way that's coming along. He likes special teams. There's not much that he doesn't like, maybe outside of waiting out this quarterback deal. Likes his running game, likes the way things are going there.
Doug, I want to comment on your special teams. I think that's another deal. You can spend more time on special teams when people understand your defense. I think the last 2 years it was like, throw 11 of them out there, let's go. We got to run through this. But we've got to concentrate on getting the right people to supposedly learn this defense and be in the right position. I think they spent probably fivefold the time that they spent a year ago on special teams.
And also talking about Sue and Crick and how some people might say that Crick benefited from Sue. And Paul Pelini flat out said, well, Sue might have benefited from Crick a little bit too, guys. Don't overlook that. So everybody, and he says, don't put so much stock in the numbers, whether it's an assisted tackle or non-assisted tackle or more sacks behind, more tackles for losses. As long as the overall job's getting done, you're going to be in business. And so he was talking about that.
How about when Bo Pelini said, hey, you want to come watch film? I'll show you. So I'm going to take him up on that. I'm going to spend the next couple hours here in Lincoln. I'm just going to go to his office. I'm going to say, Coach, I want to watch a film with you. I want to break it down. I want to see Crick. And I don't want to see what he says.
You and Mike L.
There you go.
You can hang out together.
Yeah, there you go.
Also, he was asked any more injuries that we didn't already know. One injury, which then went on to Will Aurora's Andrew Rodriguez get a chance to see the field, which goes into the redshirt question. Again, the feeling is that Rodriguez won't redshirt. Again, we kind of talked about this on the way down, is that you don't want to hold him out until the fifth or sixth game. Then maybe there is an injury. Then you give him some spot duty, and you've missed all these opportunities to play against weaker opponents to get acclimated in these first couple of games, three of the first four, and get things going, and then maybe waste the year. You hate to see that wasting a year. You know, if you're just not going to play much and you're just going in and mop up duty and it's not really helping the team, why not redshirt and get your four more years after this year? But a lot of people believe Rodriguez could benefit this team. Now it just comes down to, does he need to benefit this team from a depth perception?
Well, and let's be honest, what are the chances of him remaining healthy 4 years in a row at that offensive line? I mean, the way we saw offensive linemen drop, there could be an injury down the road where we need to say, hey, Andrew, we need you to take a year out. Let's get this thing healed. Be ready to go for next year. So that's always got to be in the back of your mind as far as that redshirt deal goes. He can step in. I think it goes back to about the second week in camp where the after report, the things we were hearing after practice with him and Alonzo Whaley. There's a lot of freshmen to step on that field and mix it up, get pushed around and just take it because they're true freshmen. When he came back and said, I'm not taking that from you. I don't care what year you are in school, how many years you've been around here, and mix it up with those guys. I think that garnered him a lot of respect, for one, to say, hey, I fit in with these guys and I belong up here. And maybe that he should be on the field as well.
Well, one of the funnier moments of the press conference was when Bo Pelini, who mentioned a couple of times this week that, heck, we may play 10 guys at the quarterback position, and Eric Olson from the AP said, Bo, who is your 10th quarterback on the team? So Travis Washington, a senior quarterback, is going to spend some time on special teams, and junior defensive back Austin Cassidy, a walk-on, has been awarded a scholarship, and that is the feature of today's Big Red Report. We'll take a break. Be back with more from Lincoln. Sean Callahan tells you all about it next.
Now here's a report on what's going on at the Nebraska State Fair. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550's news director Tyson Hebronik has the latest.
Good morning. With another State Fair report, I'm Tyson Hebronik for Platte River Radio. Well, today is the Older Nebraskans Festival at the State Fair today. It will provide a day of entertainment along with health and wellness and informational exhibits. The festival began at 9 o'clock this morning in the Heartland Event Center with complimentary coffee and cake for the first 300 seniors. The exhibits will be available from 9 o'clock until 1, and gate admission is only $2. And to make the festival even more inviting, country music legend Mel Tillis will be performing at 11 o'clock at the Heartland Event Center. The show is free with paid gate admission to the fair. Mel has recorded more than 60 albums. He has 36 top 10 singles, with 9 of them going to number 1. Good Woman Blues, Coca-Cola Cowboy, and Southern Rain, to mention a few. In 1993, he recorded his first gospel album. The album is entitled Beyond the Sunset. One of Mel's recent recordings is Old Dogs, the album with Bobby Bear, Waylon Jennings, and Jerry Reed. It was released in July of 1998. Mel has received a nomination for the 1999 Vocal Event of the Year by the Country Music Association. Mel Tillis has been performing in the country music business now for 50-plus years. Mel and his band, the Statesiders, have worked concerts all over the 50 states, Canada, England, and other countries. Following Mel's performance at 1 o'clock, Robert's Dairy will provide a free ice cream social for the first 300 seniors. Once again, live from the State Fair, the Grand Affair in Grand Island, I'm Tyson Hebronik for Platte River Radio.
We'll have reports six times every weekday during the Nebraska State Fair at 11 past the hour, between the hours of 10 and 5 each day, on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation now brings you Sean Callahan with another Big Red Report.
Party's giving everything you have in practice.
Nebraska Cornhuskers are number one.
Day after day.
He's got the touchdown!
The heart in me.
The Huskers finish a perfect 13-0.
Pumps Husker Red.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
If you use your phone or a lighter as a work light, you're in serious need of a Woods portable quartz light. Unless you're at an Aerosmith concert, put the lighter down and pick up a work light with 500 glowing watts. The 6-foot cord and full S handle give you flexibility, while the die-cast aluminum housing and safety wire guard protect the lamp and your forearms. A tempered glass lens ensures the 500-watt quartz halogen lamp is protected. Brighten your day and night with a Woods portable quartz light from Hardware Hank.
You've got a lot more going for you with Hank's Hardware.
With today's Husker Radio Report, I'm Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com. Like every year at this time, the Nebraska football team usually awards some of their walk-on players with a scholarship. On Monday, NU head coach Bo Pelini announced that junior Austin Cassidy was placed on scholarship.
But, you know, Austin has done a great job. He's come a long way. He helps our football team in a lot of different ways. He's busted his butt and just goes to show hard work pays off.
Cassidy said getting a scholarship was a dream come true.
When you get recruited as a walk-on, they always put that thought in your head, but at the same time, you know, there's only 85 scholarships and they're giving away every scholarship they got to guys coming in and the new freshman class and stuff. So, you know, I always knew there was an opportunity. I always knew there was a chance if I just kept working at it, but, you know, that's not what I came here to do. I didn't come to earn a scholarship. It was just about, you know, getting better, helping the team, doing whatever I could do, and then I think that's just one of the rewards that comes along with it.
Huskers meet the media today for their weekly press conference at 11:30. Reporting with the Nebraska football team in Lincoln, I'm Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com.
Husker practice reports are brought to you weekdays, 7:51 and 12:21 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550.
If you've got
got that helmet on, you don't feel like there's anything that you can't accomplish.
The heart in me pumps Husker Red.
ABC Drug and Gift would like to let everyone know that the new store will be opening soon. And they can't wait to serve you better in their new location, just catty corner from where they are now. The same great people and products you shop ABC Drug for, with a larger store and pharmacy to better serve all their great customers. You'll always find something unique at ABC Drug and Gift, still on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
It's just as easy as ABC Drug Store.
Improve your home's water quality with a Water Boss water softener from Menards. It removes hard water sediments to provide soft water that tastes better, gives you cleaner clothes and softer skin, and helps to reduce wear and tear on your appliances. Right now, a 22,000 grain capacity Water Boss softener is just $349. A 36,400 grain Big Boss model is only $399. For top quality brands at the lowest prices, shop Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Checking out this afternoon's forecast, we'll have partial clearing skies at times. Potential is there for scattered rain, shower, thunderstorm throughout the day as well, and our high temperature rebounding into the upper 80s. For tonight, low near 63 degrees.
Currently 77.
Doug and Daddy's show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation as we're winding down our time here today at Memorial Stadium of Bo Pelini and his pregame three-week press conference every Tuesday. Heard from Carl Pelini as well. We've had a chance to talk with Lee Barfneck of the Omaha World Herald, Jared Crick. In just a second, we're going to talk with Lance Thorell and find out what's going on. He's headed this way from some class, Tony. You remember what those were?
Well, not my first year. I didn't go to many, and that's resulting in my grade point average. But we're watching the man change the
life.
Now,
wait a minute. Did you ever officially have a GPA?
Yes, I 1.75 my first semester. So my dad said, son, why don't you get a little closer to home? That's a Nebraska Wesleyan education. It's awfully expensive for you to be an idiot.
Well, and Daddy is all freaked out here because, as there is every year at this time, they are getting through and just doing
maintenance.
Well, they're getting everything set for Saturday. And, of course, you can't play a 6 o'clock game without lights. And, Daddy, there is one guy over there on the East Stadium above the balcony.
104. 104 section. He's going up the light pole. They raise him in a bucket right above where the stands end. And then he climbed the rest of the way up to this platform of lights. There were four lights that were out. Looks like he's changing light bulb number two right now. But they have this pulley system set up that looks like it came from the Egyptian dynasty. They hoist the light bulbs up in a bucket to him, and I've just been, I don't think he's a jumper. I think it's actually somebody changing lights.
How much do you think one of those light bulbs cost? I have no idea. How much do you think one of them cost?
$79.99. I saw them at Menards on sale.
Those are the floodlights you have above your garage or above your garden, aren't they?
There you go.
Well, Daddy, we always like to get down here and talk with some of the kids from the area, and the latest to come up and join us is a guy that we love to talk to as well, Lance Thorell out of Loomis. Loomis 72, Harvard 6 Friday night. Good Lord, Lance, what's going on with that?
Paper on Saturday morning. I was eating breakfast with some of the guys on the team, and the Loomis boys representing well, so I had some bragging rights on Saturday morning breakfast.
Damon Steinberg bringing some noise. I hear that Loomis Wolf defense.
Well, he was on TV last night or Monday night, whichever. Last night was Monday night, right?
There you go.
Yeah, he was on TV last night. He doesn't look anything like you. He looks like an athlete.
Yeah, I know. He's got a six pack. I do not. More the party ball.
Boy, yeah, I was going to say that looks
six pack in your fridge.
Lance, where are we at? Where are we at with you and your career, and what the expectations are this year? Everybody keeps talking about the depth, and we've got more guys now, and this seems to be maybe affecting your playing time a little bit. Tell us about fall camp and where things sit with you.
Yeah, I'm a redshirt junior this year for football. I think I'm still a freshman or sophomore standing in school as far as I go. I'm following Daddy's track. But this year fall camp was good. It was hot. I'm hot and humid most of the time. As far as the DBs go, you know, we're extremely deep this year. We got, you know, all kinds of guys that have had playing time and extremely talented kids all over the all over the secondary. So I've been playing some nickel and dime throughout camp. I've been running with the twos on both nickel and dime there, and as well as special teams. I've got on some units, and I'm a backup on some of those as well, too.
Are you starting on any special teams units? Are you going to say that now?
Yeah, the kickoff team, I'm starting on that. And as far as punt return, I might be. We will find that out later today. So, but otherwise, I'm back up on kickoff return, and I'm back up on some of the punt. I've also been working on some holding. They threw that at me this summer. So I got to, do some holding, I guess, throughout the summer and throughout camp. As well as long snap, too. They just want me as a utility man, I guess. They're trying me out wherever.
Lance, that was a goal coming down here for you, to just help this team wherever you could.
It was. That's right. Just coming in and wherever they needed me, just get me on the field somehow. I'm ready to take on whatever I need to.
Lance Thorell is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, defensive back out of Loomis. What has been different? We've asked a couple of the guys this. What has been different with this camp compared to the last couple with expectations, actually national expectations on this team? Is that felt in camp on a daily basis?
Oh, I'd say it's felt a little bit, with the top 10 rating. But just the guys, especially on defense, just having guys, have another year under our belt, the understanding of the defense is that much better, and things are moving, faster, and we're understanding what we're doing. And it's been exciting, just to see, where we've come from, even just from last year. So, I don't know, the expectations are high, and, I'd say bring it on. We're excited to all get out this year.
Lance, that's something we were talking a little bit before we got you on. That's one thing I said about the special teams getting more attention this year than any other year, because in the past it was, hey, guys, we got to get this defense in and make sure people know what's going on and have an understanding. Maybe the special teams took a back seat. It sounds like this year the special teams has really been increased quite a bit, quite more focus on that than in years past.
Right, it has. Like the coaches always talk, there's always three phases of the game, offense, defense, and special teams. So they put a huge emphasis on special teams, just like field position and scoring on special teams. Those can decide ball games, and they've really forced that this fall camp.
Who's been, who's the best DB? Who's really been showing it up?
Who's the best DB? Oh, I'd say probably Prince or Eric Hag. They've both been playing really well, and Alfonso Denard for that matter. So, I don't know. There's a lot of good guys out there, and, competition every day makes everyone better. So, it's looking pretty good.
Lance, on the other side of the ball, you guys get a chance to cover Niles Paul, Brandon Kinney. Is there a Nunwa? Is a guy that we keep hearing his name. Uh-huh. Not many people knew who a Nunwa was entering this camp.
Right.
Came from California, I believe. Who do you think, and who steps up and you say, boy, he could be something, and give him a couple years and understanding of this offense?
Yeah, well, Nunwa is, just very talented kid, freshman being from California. He's explosive. He's got great hands. I think once he gets into the system and understands it, he'll be a breakout receiver.
How's things going outside of football? Everybody's just coming from class to join us here. You've been doing well. You're on the honor roll. You're getting all commissioners. All the things you want to be getting. All Big 12 academic. Right. Things going well there?
Yeah, really well. Actually, this semester I'm taking a max load of 12 hours again. I haven't got over 12
perfect.
Hours since I've been here, but
that's perfect. Are you full-time, buddy? That's perfect.
That's right. That's just enough to keep my head afloat. But
I always started with 15 so I could drop the hardest one.
Right, yeah. That's last semester I did that. I had a class. I ended up walking to the wrong building clear across campus in the middle of winter, so I was so mad once I got there I just dropped it right then and there. So. But this year I didn't give myself that option. I've only entered in 12, and that's what I'm stuck at now. But now they've been going good. So
got some teams that are coming in here that nobody's fired up about, except that it's football. How does a real Division I football player really feel about that? Does it really matter who you play, because you will get your shot at a Washington, a Texas, an
right.
A&M, and you don't want to play a top 10 team every week either.
Right. You just take it one week at a time, and you focus and prepare to play this team, like it would be a top 10 rated team, because Division I college football, you never know what you're going to get, so you got to be prepared for everything. And you know, just take it one game at a time. Can't overlook anyone.
If you're working on holdings, that mean you're working with Maher a little bit on all that? I mean, is that a heated battle? Is that heated competition? What kind of special drills do the holders go through?
Oh, it's not really that heated. I think maybe they're bringing me in for more of a fake situation or something, in case I just fumble or something and take off and run. I don't know. I don't know what they're trying to do with me. But
is that something you picked up pretty fast?
Oh, yeah. I worked on it all summer, and, you know, at first it was a little tricky getting the hang of things, because I've been used to snapping, you know, in high school. You know, I never was the holder. I'd always snap like a cousin or someone. But picking up, snapping, it wasn't too bad.
Hey, I just think it's great that there's another chance. Another place that you can help this team. And like I said, you come down here, hey, they knew you're fast. But they didn't know, you know, hey, we got other kids that are fast, too.
Uh-huh.
And I want to keep the Nebraska kids around, and I know that's a great opportunity. Lance, we appreciate you stopping by. We appreciate you supporting the Doug and Daddy gear today. And we appreciate having you on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, have a great season, Lance. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
One of my favorite times all year long is when we can't go to an away game and we're watching it on TV, and it doesn't matter who's on the field. Could be the offense, could be special teams, could be the defense. It doesn't matter. It could, if 23 is out there or not out there, Daddy's running around with his shirt off yelling, Lance Doral! Lance Doral! And that is the truth. Hey, we need to take another break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be back and wrap our coverage up from our first press conference of the year right after this.
ESPN SportsCenter. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Will, the SportsCenter update on ESPN. The second-ranked Nebraska volleyball team will battle in-state rival Creighton tonight at the DJ Sokol Arena in Omaha. Nebraska is 1-1 in the season. The Blue Jays are 1-2. Match gets underway at 7 o'clock. Pre-game show begins at 6:50 on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Former Nebraska wide receiver Maurice Purifoy has been suspended by the NFL for Cincinnati's season opener because of his offseason arrest at a local night spot. The NFL also fined him an additional game check on Monday for violating his personal conduct policy. Purifoy was arrested following a scuffle at a Northern Kentucky night spot in May and charged with disorderly conduct. The Hastings College football team hopes to improve their running game when they kick off their season this Saturday at Briar Cliff. The Broncos finished sixth last year in the Great Plains Athletic Conference in rushing offense, averaging 162.3 yards per game. Nick Grummert returns for his senior season after rushing for 513 yards and 7 touchdowns in 2009. He'll be joined by Keenan Bellage and incoming freshman Dalton Seeley. Hastings head coach Paul Merkowitz says all three runners will bring something different to the table.
Keenan's going to be he's going to have a tough time in between the tackles, even though his quickness isn't all bad because he can get through there. But he's a guy that can really get to the outside. I don't think the other two, you know, at this particular point really can. You know, Dalton right now, just from a mental standpoint, staying between the tackles is going to help him. I think eventually, as you see towards the end of the season, he'll get in that off-tackle hole and he'll bounce outside and be able to break some runs. And I think Grum can do a bunch of everything, and Grum probably catches the ball better than the three. And so you'll see him do a lot of different things as the season goes on. So pretty excited if we can keep all three of them healthy. I think it's really going to help us.
Kickoff for the game on Saturday is set for 6 o'clock. Pre-game show begins at 5:15 on 1230 KHAS. The Nebraska Kearney football team has dropped out of the AFCA Top 25 poll. The Loafers were ranked 13th in the coaches' preseason poll, but lost to Wayne State on Saturday. The Wildcats are now ranked number 25. The Loafers will play at Nebraska Omaha on Saturday. High school softball action from yesterday. Grand Island Northwest beat Central City by a score of 12-0 in three innings. The Nebraska football team continued to gear up for its season opener against Western Kentucky with a two-hour practice in full pads yesterday. Western Kentucky is in its fourth season of play at the Football Bowl subdivision level after moving up prior to the start of the 2007 season. The Hilltoppers were 0-12 in 2009 and enters the game on a 20-game losing streak. Kickoff is set for 6 o'clock. Coverage begins at 1 on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. And Nebraska head coach Bo Pelini announced yesterday that junior defensive back Austin Cassidy has been awarded a scholarship. The Lincoln Southwest product has been a walk-on in the program for the past three seasons. That's a sports update on ESPN. I'm Mike Will.
It's great for a community to grow. It's better when it grows together. That's one of the primary missions of the Hastings Family YMCA, enhancing the quality of life in your community to make the community stronger, using partnerships with other like-minded groups. Here's the director of the Hastings Area CASA program, Ruan Root.
CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocate. CASA works with families whose children have been removed for abuse or neglect. Along with the Department of Health and Human Services, works very hard to try to reunify by the families. The YMCA has provided us with an opportunity to provide an outlet for these families of someplace fun and safe to go. They can interact with their children, have some fun, also learn ways to do some positive parenting while doing some healthy activities.
Dozens of other cooperative efforts on the part of the Hastings Family YMCA and organizations like CASA are examples of enhancing the quality of life in your community.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're trying to get Daddy still convinced to go change some of the light bulbs here at Memorial Stadium, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen. They've got a couple of them fixed, though, Tony. He's got one over here, and then they'll turn the next bank of lights on over there. He's gonna be busy for all day, maybe a couple.
I'm telling you right now, Douglas, that guy is doing no more today. When he gets down from that, his legs are so shot, there's no way he climbs another light pole.
And it's not like, if you have that kind of job, it's not like after you get off work that you can go relax and have a beverage either. Because you wouldn't want to climb up there the next day.
No, you go get those legs up in the air, elevated, and ice. Elevate, ice. You know, it's like going to a tanning bed. What do you do when you get out? You moisturize. It's pretty simple, people.
You would know. The only guy here that I know that moisturizes and gets pedicures. It's kind of embarrassing. 888-455-3776 or the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Glad to have you along with us. We take you to the top of the hour before we run on out of here. And then tomorrow, a lot more Big Red talk. Sean Callahan will be with us. The first Big Red lunch of the year will be at Grand Island Home Federal. Give him a call. There's still room for you. Check it out. Get Sean's take on how 2010 is going to get going.
Looking forward to that. And you know what? We just get a day closer. Who knows? It could be after practice today when this quarterback deal breaks. I think it's going to happen before Saturday. And, you know, do we hear things down here? We hear rumors just like you do on the streets. I don't know that we 100% say it's Taylor Martinez, but I think the redshirt freshman's going to get to start Saturday.
Well,
now.
I tell you what, there's definitely a split down the middle. There's half the media people believe it's going to be Zach Lee, and then there is a portion of them that believe it's going to be Taylor Martinez. But, Daddy, your boy is not being mentioned anywhere in Cody Green, and we can break this down next week. But
au contraire, Bonjour.
Not as far as starting,
but we've heard as much as could be the two guy behind Martinez, with Lee being the third, which seems just totally backwards from whatever, you know.
It's hard. You want the best guy in there every year, and who knows, none of these guys may be the best guy next year. Everybody wants to see the guy that hasn't played. Patience. The quarterback is one where you just don't rotate in. You're the starting quarterback. You're going to be in there until the game's out of hand one way or the other, and that's what's hard. Even if you're the number two quarterback and one of the top five athletes on the entire football team, you end up sitting over there on the bench for a long time. And as Coach Pelini said, I want to keep the competition going, and I have to think that's the main reason that we haven't heard yet.
Well, let's be honest, though. What are the chances of your starting quarterback not needing a game off to repair from an injury or to heal from an injury? Let's be honest. Go back to Tommy Frazier's year. You needed Brooke Behringer to step in there. And we went on to win the national title that year. You know, there were two quarterbacks who were capable. It could be the same thing this year.
Well, that's a good problem to have.
Right.
Tomorrow on the show, Western Kentucky football coach Willie Taggart will join us. Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report. Our Loper Link, Mike Munch, soccer coach. They've got their first two games under their belt. And they're off until next week when they have their home opener against Augustana. That's all tomorrow, live from Grand Island Home Federal, as we get you ready for our Husker lunch, our first Big Red lunch with Sean Callahan tomorrow. UNK drops out of the top 25 in the Division II poll to number 26. Wayne State comes in at number 25. UNO hasn't played a game. They're up three spots to number 12. And so that's where the Lopers play on Saturday night. Any surprise with any of that?
No, you know, I think UNK... freely admit they didn't play good football, and anybody that paid attention to that saw that, and probably no surprise that they got knocked out. They have an opportunity to rebound that and go slay a giant in Omaha this weekend, and we'll see if, you know, they say, make the biggest improvement between game one and game two.
UNK, yeah, well, we'll hope so.
Yeah.
And some of that's got to do with injuries.
Right.
Some of that is how can all the guys that got banged up and were sick, how do they all recover? Also, UNK volleyball team tonight is going to host an intra-squad scrimmage, so if you want to go see the 2010 version of the Loper volleyball team, this is free and open to the public. It's going to start at 6. They're going to play till close to 8, so hour and a half, 2 hours of volleyball tonight. Then they take off for the Tampa Classic in Florida this weekend, where they play the number 3 and 5 teams in the country on the opening day of the season. On Friday, Nebraska volleyball fell from 2nd to 7th. We told you earlier, Lindsey Light of the Huskers is the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week. Nebraska plays at Creighton tonight in volleyball.
Well, that's going to be a beatdown.
Oh, yeah, Creighton, you can play this kind of wherever you want. It just isn't going to matter. And finally, Daddy, I want to say more Tri-City Storm hockey on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 this year. 37 regular season contests, 35% more than last season. Will be on 98.9 and the World Wide Web. Those that aren't will once again be on the UNK's campus station, KLPR. But our first game on Classic Hits 98.9 will be Saturday, October 2nd against the Omaha Lancers. Pre-game's always 20 minutes before face-off, so that's at 6:45. Skip Barry with the call for the second season with the Storm.
Well, Daddy right here with the call. 3 light bulbs on this bank now fixed. One to go here. The fourth one should be fixed here shortly, and the section above 104 should have lights.
We'll wrap it up after this timeout from Lincoln on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
In central Nebraska, Big O Tires is known as the best place to buy tires, wheels, and struts. But a lot of people still don't know we're also the best place for guaranteed brake service. And throughout August, Big O's going to save you big bucks on brakes because we're taking $40 off any brake service, 2 or 4, disc or drum, doesn't matter. $40 off brake service all month long because we want to earn your brake business the old-fashioned way with quality, value, and service only at Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Oh, we want to thank all the folks that always call and email the show, and we do have an email here right at the end of the program. It says, this is from John and Carney when we were talking about Daddy's moisturizing and his going to the tanning booth. It's a big booth, and getting his pedicures and things like that. John says, Daddy is the biggest metrosexual of them all.
Hey, don't knock it. Don't knock it. Join me. Go get a pedicure.
Don't knock it till you try it. Daddy's, I don't know how they don't get that printed up on a shirt for you to wear.
Hey.
I've heard that a lot about you.
Don't knock it till you've tried it. One of my mottos.
Okay, guys. Well, I think that's pretty much going to wrap things up. Merritt, everything okay back there? Did you make it through today? Everything okay? Everything good?
I think we're good to go.
All right. Well, if we're a minute out, we're about a minute away from 1 o'clock, so Merritt can fire that when we get a minute away. But, again, one of the big stories as we leave you today from the University of Alabama, Mark Ingram injured his knee in practice yesterday. They did a little scope on it this morning, if there is such a thing as a little scope. They're making it sound like it's minor, but he will be out for the season opener against San Jose State. Again, you wouldn't think they would need him, but he is out for that game. Well, that's going to wrap things up. Don't forget the Kirk Herbstreit Awards tonight on ESPN. The All Herbie team in Nebraska mentioned a couple of times. He puts out his preseason All-American team. He has Prince Amakamura at the corner, and he has Alex Henry as his place kicker and punter as the kicker in the country. No Crick. No.
What a he's got, yeah, that went a bad place there.
He's got
Crick. What a
well
bad. I was going to rhyme it.
He's got your Von Miller there though. He's got Travis Lewis there, Dante Hightower, and Quan Sturtevant of North Carolina as the linebackers, defensive line. Quinn from North Carolina, Claiborne from Iowa, Cameron Hayward of Ohio State, and Ramirez of Pitt is who he has as the defensive line. Also, he has Nebraska in the Big 12 championship game, but he has them losing to Oklahoma. And as you saw over the weekend, Ohio State over Oklahoma. Of course, Corso picked Nebraska to win the national title. We want to thank Lance Thorell, Jared Crick, Lee Barfnecht, for all joining us on the show today. You heard from Bo Pelini and Carl Pelini as well. Tomorrow, Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep, and Western Kentucky head coach, Mr. Taggart, Willie Taggart, will join us as well. And Daddy says they're about ready to put the last light bulb in here.
Now his legs are coming down. He's searching for the steps. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy's show live for the first Husker Talk of the season on the Doug and Daddy Show. 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.